John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. Victor Davis Hanson, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. We're discussing an essay he's published about the institutions of the United States that are under pressure. I don't want to use the metaphor assault. Pressure by the Biden administration, which is moving with dispatch ideas and thoughts and ambitions that are surprisingly not only partisan, but extreme partisanship in the Democratic Party, so much so that they were imagined but not actually acted upon for many years. But here they are. One of them is no borders. We do not have borders. Now, I can't tell, Victor. Mr. Biden says he wants immigration reform. There are others who've talked about immigration reform for years. I do not believe in that reform. They're mentioning that we have no border. But there are reasons to believe right now that Mr. Biden's administration is struggling to enforce the border. Is that purposeful, or is that because of overwhelming numbers?
Oh, it's just because of overwhelming numbers. You can't have any discussion pro, con, left or right if you have an open border. Everybody knows that. And we have an open border. It hasn't closed. So we'll get over a million people coming in. And when Joe Biden talks about comprehensive immigration reform or an immigration deal, he's talking about, I'm going to let a million people in, and then we'll discuss what we're going to do with those million. But the options are only amnesty of citizenship and amnesty of legal residency now. And that's where we are. We don't enforce the border. Everybody knows that. Except, John, if you or I fly into LAX or Kennedy without a passport, we can't just walk into the United States. We won't be held until we can prove that we have one. Or if you're from India and you're an engineer or you're a surgeon from South Korea and you want to immigrate to the United States or get a green card, it's a closed border. It's very hard to do unless you fly to Mexico City and walk across. But that's where we are now, and it's completely partisan and political. It's Joe Biden, who used to give lectures along with Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and the Clintons about the need for, what they called it, measured, legal, and diverse immigration. And now they don't talk about that at all. It's been in their way of thinking, John. Look at California, blue. Look at Nevada, blue. Look at New Mexico, blue. Look at Colorado, blue. And guess what? Georgia and Arizona and Texas next.
The military, certainly a foundation for the U.S.'s success in the 20th century. Here in the 21st, there are reasons to puzzle about what the military mission is right now. I think chiefly because there's a lot of talk about the politics of soldiers. I do not recall that being part of the understanding of being a soldier. You swear allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and you carry out your orders, or you are obedient to your superiors. And yet there looks to be right now something equivalent to a search for, I don't know, are they interested in having people leave the military because of their thinking, Victor? Has it gone that far?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're examining the records and the social media expressions of soldiers and officers, and they're not doing those who, if you're a colonel and you posted a support for Black Lives Matter, even Antifa, I don't think you're in trouble if you said something like the alt-right or some QAnon or whatever that is. You are in trouble. But I think the left has seen that the military is a people's army now. And they need commissars, and they can push through, you know, subsidized transgender surgeries, women in combat, gay men, whatever the social agenda is, it doesn't have the sturm and drang of going through the legislative process and all voting on it and filibustering it. They just do it in the military. And the left now likes that. And then they look at the officer corps and they said, you know what? All of these most illustrious names have come out and attacked Donald Trump. Last summer, they said he was a fascist, he was Mussolini, he was a Nazi, you know, all of the luminaries. And there's a code, a creed now that if you want to get on a big corporate board or a defense contractor, you have to be woke. And they are woke. And then when Biden said that there was no evidence whatsoever that this was Hunter Biden's laptop, it was all Russian invention, he just snapped his fingers. And guess what? CIA, FBI retired, retired military. They all came back and said, we're security experts and intelligence experts, and this is not Hunter Biden. This is Russian disinformation. Because and so the left looks at that and they said, wow, the military is like the corporate boardroom now, and we're going to have a people's army. We're going to try to get in a different type of profile in that army, and we're going to politicize it. It's going to be just as Silicon Valley or Hollywood or Wall Street or the media. This is going to be an asset now. It's not going to be Frank Church investigating the CIA or, you know, Curtis LeMay's military or George Patton's military. This is a woke people's army, and that's what they're thinking.
Liberty, finally, the institution of liberty. I've saved the best to last. We surrendered liberty during the pandemic. Were we wrong to do that? Can we get it back, Victor?
Yeah, I think we were wrong. I understand that there was a lot of ignorance about the virus. Not that it wasn't deadly, it was. But now that we have a vaccination, we were told that these were going to be 3 and 5 week flatten the curve was the term they used. And then it was going to be a bridge over to the vaccination. And then guess what? People, 20 million, then 40 million, then 60, we're up to 200 million have been vaxxed, at least with one shot. Now we're told that it doesn't matter. If you're vaxxed, you still wear a mask. If you're vaxxed, you still can't go to this store. If you're vaxxed, you have to stay home on 4th of July. So it gave a lot of power from the citizen to the bureaucrat and to the official, whether elected or not. And it's going to be very hard to get that back, especially when it's life and it's poised as a life and death. You know, if you want your liberty and you want your freedom and the way that the Constitution specifies, then you want to kill people. And you're a super spreader, not just a spreader, a super spreader.
Victor Davis Hanson, senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, writing at the National Review Online about the institutions under pressure. And the most precious of all is liberty. We'll meet again in paradise or Florida, whichever comes first. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.